Dr. Mitra Ray. Dr. Mitra Ray. Today I would like to discuss with you the importance of nutrition in the aim of getting physically fit or staying physically fit. This is part one of a two-part message. If you are in the fitness industry or a gym owner or just trying to get fit yourself, then this message will be of significant importance. I've worked with top athletes as well as top fitness trainers and seen what it is for people to be physically fit or aerobically fit but not nutritionally fit. Many trainers have related to me that when they first start working with an individual on their fitness regime, initially there is a jump in the client's physical ability and fitness. Then eventually they reach a plateau, or worse, their fitness begins to slow or decline, or they begin to get injured or become unhealthy. This is true even for elite athletes. For instance, you may have heard of Bear Grylls from his TV show Man vs. Wild, or in the UK it's called Born Survivor. It is clear that he is very physically fit. However, like every elite athlete, Bear did have health concerns which could only be overcome through elevating his nutritional status. Like many celebrity athletes, Bear gets bombarded with free supplements from various nutritional companies trying to win his endorsement and to convince him with what I call pop nutrition. This popular nutrition is different than true nutrition and has detracted athletes and fitness pros from the basic simple facts of human physiology. Through helping top athletes such as Bear, as well as many excellent personal trainers, I know the concerns that nutrition can address. To name them, endurance, strength, tissue repair, and recovery time, lower chances of injury and associated costs, avoiding colds and flus. And then there's the hidden concerns, the development of chronic conditions such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, autoimmune disorders, chronic fatigue, etc. And most athletes are not thinking about these hidden concerns when they're training hard. And here's some common myths that get in the way of properly addressing those concerns. Myth number one, I can eat whatever I want as long as I exercise enough to burn it off. Myth number two, I need high protein shakes and eat lots of lean meat to build more muscle. Myth number three, I need supplements such as creatine or high protein drinks to enhance my performance. When it comes to the nutritional content of food, I like to relate it to the oil and the gasoline you have to put into a car. Most athletes concern themselves with getting enough gasoline without concern for how high the octane level is, and most of them don't even think about the oil factor. Now, what do I mean by high octane gasoline, and what do I mean by oil? An athlete might reach for a quick soda because it has caffeine and sugar, and then have a big steak for dinner, thinking he or she is getting protein, when in fact they're filling up on lots of artery-clogging cholesterol and saturated fat. And then they may take some supplements that their friends recommended, whose physique they envy, without knowing whether the supplement is right for them or not. The real education lies in understanding that these choices are really low-grade fuel. Mother Nature has already provided us with high-octane fuel in the form of fruits, veggies, and whole grains. These foods not only provide calories, which is the fuel that our body needs, but what I consider to be high-octane fuel because there are no impurities in fruits, veggies, and grains in their whole food form, and they have plenty of complex carbohydrates, healthy protein, and essential fats. All other foods have impurities that drain the body of energy and vitality. Many people have heard of the term free radical damage or oxidative stress, which refers to what happens in the mitochondria of the cell that are the energy-making batteries within each cell when food is burned to make energy. The word burn means reaction with oxygen, and whenever this happens, toxins are created, such as burning gas in the car or wood in the fireplace. We need a rainbow diet in order to counterbalance this toxicity. The many colors and flavors of fruits and veggies are the antioxidants that protect us from oxidative stress. Otherwise, over time, all our cells age prematurely, and various systems in the body, such as the immune system, the circulatory system, the digestive system, etc., begin to fall apart, causing illness and disease. Furthermore, we become prone to injury with the loss of optimal sense of balance, as well as weak muscles, connective tissue, and bone. If you really ponder the balance of exercise and diet at the end of the day, most serious athletes should be eating out of a trough filled with fruits and veggies in order to counterbalance the free radical damage that is caused by exercise. Part 2 coming up.